The scandal in the Catholic Church about priests and bishops raping children has been responded to in several ways. One way has been demonstrated by the New Jersey Attorney General, who has launched an official investigation. Another way was presented by the Vatican this past week, which told the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, who were about to vote on stronger policies to protect children, not to hold that vote. No, it does not appear that Pope Francis and the Vatican get it, as they say. With us now to discuss these actions is the New Jersey State Director of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, otherwise known as SNAP, Mark Crawford. How are you today, Mark?
Good morning, Chris. Fine, thank you.
And learn more about Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, snapnetwork.org, and New Jersey's chapter is /new_Jersey. Well, Mark, when you thought the Vatican couldn't drag their heels any further, they're digging quite the deep trenches with their heels with this last move. Just review, what was it that the Catholic bishops were about to vote on? Because it was actually positive steps, at least by policy. It doesn't guarantee they were going to adhere to it, but seemed like admission was finally coming forward into the surface until the Vatican stepped in.
Yes, absolutely. You're correct. Just incredible. And to do so at the very last minute, when they knew that the Catholic bishops were gathering to put forth new policies and procedures, as you said, not that they would be following them yet again. We've had this all come about in 2002 when everybody, where many of the faithful believed, okay, they're going to fix it this time, only to see that they didn't follow their own rules. However, in an admission that things have not been going as planned and that bishops have not been, or the new rules they had created did not apply to bishops, they were looking to fix that, right, and implement some rules that would at least appear that they were seeking to hold themselves accountable. Not sure how effective that would be based on their past record, certainly. However, I think even the bishops were stunned by the Vatican's move. And more telling and more troubling was the comment made by the papal nuncio, Christophe Pierre, that really expressed concern that the bishops were inviting laity to be involved in a process of oversight of the bishops. And I think that's why they jumped in and said, no, we can't have this, as if we cannot regulate or handle our own. Well, clearly they haven't, and they've chosen not to. And we really do need lay involvement, civil authorities, investigations. We need to hear from the victims. It is the only way we're going to get to the true truth and the bottom of the extent of this systemic, ongoing matters of abuse of children within our church.
And it's not just simply abuse. I use the term, and I was happy to hear State Senator Joseph Vitale on a few weeks ago talking about the Attorney General's actions when they first became public. And Senator Vitale also uses the word rape as far as what these bishops and priests have perpetrated, because that's, by any measure, any standard, any vernacular, that's exactly what it is.
Absolutely. I think the faithful, for the longest, I don't know if they've had a misconception or they think this is, you know, and you know why? Let me tell you why. Because very often, even in their own records, when the bishops or the leaders of our church would characterize these criminal acts, they often referred to them as boundary issues or, you know, inappropriate touching. You know, it's clear at every step of the way, these well-educated men sought to minimize, to deflect, to mislead anybody who may have come to learn or read about the misdeeds, the crimes of clergy. And it's truly sad. It's beyond sad. And I think Catholics are beyond frustrated now. They are angry. They are angry and finally demanding action. And it is the only way that we're going to bring about true change or reform. And it won't be easy. But I think, and we're seeing it, the Catholics in the pews and society in general, not just Catholics, need to say, look, we need to hold these institutions accountable. No more can it be business as usual. No more should we give them the deference and look the other way. So, yes, it's not just New Jersey, but states across this country have launched now investigations and more to come. The federal government has gotten involved and put on notice the entire Catholic bishops, all the bishops of this country. They went to Cardinal DiNardo and said, look, you are not to destroy, remove, delete, change, alter any files anywhere in this country. You need to tell all your religious, your priests, your clergy, all the dioceses, they cannot do anything with these files. So it sounds like maybe a national investigation is pending. They've been put on notice. So high time, long overdue, and it's the only way we're truly going to get to the bottom of the extent and the systemic cover-up. We hear often, Chris, from church officials, yes, these abuses happened years ago, decades ago. We hear it over and over. And some of that is true. It's certainly happening today. It has not gone away. We know victims will remain quiet for many years, decades, if ever.
Yeah, the ones who don't commit suicide will remain quiet.
Exactly, exactly. And many have not been able to even deal with their own traumatic abuses and have taken their own lives, tragically. But I think it's important to note that, as time goes on, the whole truth needs to be exposed. And that's only going to happen when we hear from the victims. We have to hear from the victims. And over the summer, when the Cardinal McCarrick story came out, and then the Pennsylvania grand jury investigation of 6 of the 8 Catholic dioceses, because the other 2 had already been done, that staggering number, that 300, was much higher. They just didn't have complete stories or names of victims where they could identify the additional 100. I mean, it was over 400, from what I understand, and well over the thousands of victims, the 1,000 victims that they referenced in that report.
Dr. Mark Crawford, who is the New Jersey State Director of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, snapnetwork.org/new_Jersey. We have a link over our site as well, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Maybe another way too, Mark, you mentioned as far as victims coming forward, that's one of the things the Attorney General in New Jersey has done. They've set up a round-the-clock hotline for people to lodge their allegations and tell their stories. It's 855-363-6548. And it's 855-363-6548. And again, referring to Senator Vitale, he's been trying to get a bill onto the floor that would technically wipe away statute of limitations for crimes like what these priests and bishops have done.
Yeah, committed against children. Who could oppose that? But yet our church does. They have the Catholic Bishops Conference, their lawyers and lobbyists opposing these changes, not just here in New Jersey and every state, but absolutely it's high time. Senator Vitale has been pushing this and fighting for this for years on behalf of those abused. And it's high time. I don't understand. I'm a bit frustrated why some of our leadership has not allowed this bill to come up for a vote. That needs to happen. It needs to happen now. It should not wait. I know there's many pressing issues and things of major concern that come up, but bills move all the time. And it's time. It is high time that we recognize and acknowledge that only when we send a message that these institutions, all institutions, not just the Catholic Church, cannot be let off the hook for concealing, hiding, abetting, known offenders. And the message we send is if you keep quiet long enough, if you can hide what you knew long enough, we're going to let you get away with it. And that's exactly the message we send every day. The laws in this state are not changed. So, again, if we want to see the real reform, there has to be consequences and accountability. Now, we have the federal government. We have the Attorney General of New Jersey, Uwe Grewal, who's, I mean, they were overwhelmed with calls. They had to add additional staff to cover all the victims who have been coming forward. But it's truly important. It's high time. I'm glad it's happening. I encourage any victim, whether you have a confidentiality agreement or not, I mean, this is a civil, you know, a criminal matter. So you need to call in. I urge any victim who's been abused, whether you have a confidentiality agreement or not, to please step forward and speak to the attorney general, call the hotline, report your abuse, and speak up and be heard, because you may not be, and in many cases are not, the only victim of these men who have perpetrated such crimes.
Two things to close out this segment with Mark Crawford. A, if you are one of those with a confidentiality agreement, this is New Jersey. We got a ton of lawyers. You'll find a lawyer to keep you safe from so-called violating that confidentiality agreement. And again, the hotline number is 855-363-6548, 855-363-6548. Just if you are a victim of one of these demons in priest clothing, and human nature is what it is, you feel like you're on that island and no one can understand, no one knows, no one gets it, no one realizes. Well, you're wrong on that. No, don't mean to be harsh on you, but if you go to snapnetwork.org in New Jersey /new_Jersey, you'll find the support, the camaraderie, and the strength that you need to come forward and call that hotline to make all these wrongs be righted, to bring some peace and restoration to a religious body that is, quite frankly, in turmoil by their own doing. Again, the hotline, round the clock, 855-363-6548. Learn more about SNAP Network at snapnetwork.org. You can find individual state chapters through that website as well. We've been talking with the New Jersey State Director of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, Mark Crawford. Mark, thanks for your courage, for the fight that you give, the words that you give for those who have yet to come forward to speak. Thanks for being here today.
No, thank you, Chris.